And especially for all our young people.
特别是我们这里的年轻人。欢迎你们。
Yeah, nice to see all our young people be with us.
啊，非常高兴能够见到我们所有的年轻人在我们中间。
Today we will share on the subject, concerning the Israelites and the Gentiles.
我们今天要讲的题目是有关以色列人和外邦人。
Let's open our Bible.
让我们一起打开圣经。
To Romans chapter 11.
是罗马书第十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
罗马书第十一章。
Verse
25
through
28. 第二十五节到二十八节。
I will read the English and then my brother will read the English. Well, the Chinese.
我会用英文，然后我的弟兄会用中文来念。
Verse 25, For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel.Until the fullness of the Gentile has come in.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你自以为聪明。就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人数目填满了。
And thus all Israel will be saved, just as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion.He will remove ungodliness from Jacob.
于是以色列全家都要得救，如经上所记，必有一位救主从西安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。
And this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins.
又说，我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约。
From the standpoint of the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but from the standpoint of God's choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers.
就着福音说，他们为你们的缘故是仇敌；就着拣选说，他们为立主的缘故是蒙爱的。
Let's turn to the second scripture in the Old Testament.
那我们翻到第二处圣经是在旧约
Book of Isaiah
Book, 那个以赛亚书
Chapter 59
第五十九章
Verse
20 and 21第二十一节到第二十二节
二十一
是二十节到二十一节
And the Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, declare the Lord.
必有一位救赎主来到西安雅各族中，转离过犯的人那里。这是耶和华说的。
And as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit which is upon you,And my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your offspring, nor from the mouth your offspring's offsprings, says the Lord, from now and forever.
耶和华说，至于我与他们所立的约，乃是这样，我加给你灵，你的灵，传给你的话，必不离你的口，也不离你后裔。与你后裔之后裔的口，从今直到永远，这是耶和华说的。
From these two scriptures,
从这两处经文
，I want to show you a mystery indicated by Paul in verse 25, chapter 11, Rome.
我要告诉你的是一个奥秘，就是保罗在罗马书第十一章二十五节里面所说的。
Lately, we have focused on this subject, the gospel, the mystery of the gospel.
我们最近都在是讲福音的奥秘。
Yes. Today we will focus this gospel relate how this gospel preach first to the Jew and then to the Gentile.
我们今天要讲的是这个福音是怎么样从一开始先给犹太人传讲，然后再到外邦人的。
When God is doing something important,
当神做一些重要的事情的时候
He has his grand design.
他有一个伟大的计划。
He first do this whole thing in his son.
他先从他的儿子那儿做一些事情。
And through his son, will bring out this plan of, the whole plan or the whole counsel of God.
他通过他的儿子能够来显明他的整个的计划。
So when the time fulfilled, his son came to this earth, first time.
时间到了以后，他的儿子就来到这地上。
That was 2000 years ago.
这是2000年前的事情。
And God, through his son, tried to reveal his, eternal purpose.
神通过他儿子要来显明他永远的计划。
And he spent 33 and a half years on the earth.
他用在地上有33年半的时间。
He first worked with his, Israelites.
他先跟以色列人打交道。
And then you will see only a few, like 12 disciples, willing to follow Jesus.
你看到只有很少的一部分人就像十二个使徒一样这个门徒来跟随他。
By the time he finished his, three and a half year ministry on earth, altogether 120.
当他完成了他在地上的传的三年半的时间就也就是120人的啊信主。
Not many, if you look at the total population of the Israel.
你如果跟全部的以色列人对比的话是很少。
But his work continues.
但是他的工作继续。
His will cannot be stopped by, the rejection of the, Israel people.
以色列人的拒绝并不能阻碍他的旨意。
His word continue move from the chosen people Israel expand to the Gentile.
他的计划就是从以色列人来转到外邦人。
So you will see, Apostle Peter, first opened the shower of blessing, the floodgate of the Holy Spirit in the church of Jerusalem.
你看到使徒彼得第一次打开这个整个的圣灵的浇灌在耶路撒冷教会。
Right. And then this flow continues.
这样的一个过程就继续。
And one day the Holy Spirit moved Peter to a Gentile's house.
有一天圣灵带领彼得来到一个外邦人的家中。
Colinius, right?
哥利尼耶。
哥利尼。In his house, he is a Gentile. He was a captain of the Roman, soldier.
他跟尼流是一个外邦人，是一个外邦人的士兵长。
He was a very, godly man.
但是他是非常属神的人。
Yeah, and the grace came to this house.
恩典就来到这一家。
And when Peter came, also. Share the gospel with the Gentile and the Holy Spirit pour down.
当彼得来的时候就跟他们传福音那整个圣灵就浇灌下来。
So the era of Gentile began.
整个的外邦人的信主就开始。
Later on, God sent a special apostle by the name of Paul.
后来神又打发使徒保罗。
And Paul was called the Apostle of Gentile.
保罗是被称为外邦人的使徒。
He brought this gospel throughout the Gentile land, across all over Roman Empire.
他在外邦人中传了福音，包括了所有的罗马帝国。
And then you will see God's hand or this Holy Spirit move all over the history of human, the recent 2000 year history.
你看到神的手就依着在这个整个的人类的历史当中，所有的人们当中来传讲福音。
And these past 2000 years,
过去2000年的时间，
you will see the major work of the Holy Spirit is among Gentiles.
过去2000年的时间，你看主要的传的福音的对象就是外邦人。
Around AD 70
大概在1870年。
No. AD.
AD.
AD 70.
在主后70年。
Right. You know, that was a very historical moment.
那是非常有历史意义的一个时间。
The temple in Jerusalem was totally burned down by the Roman soldiers.
耶路撒冷的圣殿完全被罗马的士兵所摧毁。
And fulfill 40 years ago Jesus' prophecy, Jesus said, one day no stone will be upon another stone concerning this beautiful temple of God.
就应验了耶稣40年前所预言的，就是没有一块石头都会留在另外石头上面。
It was fulfilled.40 years later, that's 70 AD.
就是40年以后，耶稣的预言就应验了，就是70主后70年的时候。
From that moment,
从那个时候开始，
all the Israelites scattered all over the world.
所有的以色列人就被打散，就得到世界的各地。
And you will see the work of Holy Spirit basically move around the Gentile world.
所以圣灵的手就是在外邦人中就是一直这么样运行。
Give people an impression.
给人们有一个印象。
What was the impression?
这是印象是什么呢？
God abandoned Israel.
是神已经离弃了以色列人。
God has chosen another group of people to substitute the Jewish people.
神已经用另一帮人来代替以色列人了。
You will see there is a new, right now it's a new, not new, but at that time, there was a new theology called substitution theology.
在那个时候有一个神学就是代替神学。
What does it mean, substitution?
代替是什么意思呢？
Means originally God has chosen Israel, the Jewish people, as his own people.
一开始神是拣选以色列人是作为他的子民。
That began from who? From whom?
是从谁开始的呢？
Abraham.
是从亚伯拉罕开始的。
From Abraham all the way down until Jesus. That was 2000 years.
从亚伯拉罕一直到耶稣这段时间。
You will see a nation exist on earth. That was the nation of Israel.
在那个时候就是有一个国在世界上，那就是以色列国。
That's the whole Old Testament Bible.
这就是整个的旧约的圣经。
During that time, basically you will see God's hand, God's spirit move around his chosen people, Israel.
你能看到在这个段时间，神的手就是在以色列民当中来回运行。
You hardly see, God's move on Gentiles.
你很难看到是神的手是在外邦人中运行。
Because that's the period God's work was focusing.
这就是在那段时间神所重视的地方，就是以色列人。
But later on, since 70 AD, you will see the Holy Spirit move all around Gentiles.
主后70年以后，神的手就是在外邦人中运行。
Because of this substitution theology, then you create a kind of attitude.
就因为这个代替神学的原理，你就会有一种态度。
You will despise Israel.
你就会藐视以色列人。
And you will feel proud that you are the new chosen race, or chosen people we call Christians.
你就会非常的自豪，我们是新的被拣选的一族，那就是基督徒。
You know this title Christians first used, where was the place? This term
你知道基督徒是从什么时候开始被称为的？
Church of Antioch, right?
是安提阿教会的时候。
Thus you will see Book of Acts chapter 13.
你能从使徒行传第十四章、十三章就能看到。
And that church was the church of Gentiles.
那个教会就是外邦人的教会。
Which is different from the church of Jerusalem.
那就是跟耶路撒冷教会是非常不一样的。
So you will see that there is a pride among the Gentiles.
你能看到在外邦人有一种骄傲。
And even to the extreme.
有直到那个一个极端
There is such a teaching
有那样一种教导
by many famous servants of God in 500 years ago
有神的仆人有500年以前的教导
like Martin Luther
就像马丁路德一样
many famous Bible teacher in those daysBecause of this new theology called substitution theology, they will put down the Israelites.
就是那些著名的教师，就在500年以前，因为是替代神学的缘故，他们就把以色列人看扁了。
So there is a movement until even today.
这个运动直到一直延续到现在。
The reason they gave was because Israel, you killed Jesus.
他们给出的理由是以色列人，你们把耶稣杀了。
You reject him.
你们已经把他拒绝了。
So God has nothing to do with you anymore.
所以神与你无关。
You are out from the covenant of God.
你跟新约一点关系都没有。
That's why you have this so-called, discrimination against the Jew.
这就是说我们就是歧视以色列人。
Even the largest persecution we know was in World War II, right?
最大的逼迫是在第二次世界大战。
The most famous persecution of Jewish people was by Hitler.
最著名的镇压以色列人的就是在希特勒。
Through this Holocaust, Hitler killed 6 million Jews.
就经过那个大屠杀，杀了600万的犹太人。
Although the world has reflect on this terrible persecution.
尽管整个世界在这反思这样一个逼迫
，Even the whole country of Germany repent on their sin。
尽管德国也是这样来反省自己。
You thought this problem was solved。
你会觉得这个问题已经过去了。
But actually, it's not。
但事实上并不是。
This anti-Semitism still going on today。
这个反犹主义还继续在今天存在。
Of course, it is the work of the enemy.
我们知道这是敌人的做工。
But for us Christians,
但是对我们基督徒来说
，especially Gentiles, non-Jewish people,
特别是非犹太人的基督徒
，this verse is very important.
这一句经文是非常重要的。
The first scripture we read, chapter 11, book of Rome.
我们第一段经文所读的就是罗马书第十一章。
Paul tried to remind us.
保罗想要提醒我们。
He said, I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel.Until the fullness of the Gentile has come in.
我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了。
So you will see that Paul knew that we will think we are smart.
你知道的，保罗知道我们是觉得我们自己很聪明。
Because God has blessed us, Gentile.
神已经祝福我们外邦人。
I think God is with us. That's true.
神是与我们同在，是这是真的。
But don't make you feel proud.
但是你不要自己骄傲了。
And you despise the chosen people of Israel.
而去藐视这拣选的以色列人。
And here, Paul tried to tell us in verse 26.
这里第二十六节，保罗要告诉我们。
And thus all Israel will be saved.
于是以色列全家都要得救。
So remind us that this gospel right now seems focused on the Gentiles.
这提醒我们，现在可能这个福音是集中在外邦人中。
For how many years now?
有多少年了吗
？Almost 2000, right?
大概有两千年的历史。
So you will see, God blessed us for 2,000 years because God did bless Israel for how long? 2,000 years. So God is fair.
神祝福了我们外邦人两千年，神也祝福了以色列人两千年，所以神是公平的。
You will see. So God said, now Israel will come back.
神说现在说以色列人要回来。
So in Bible there are two places talk about a very special phrase.
在圣经当中有两个特别的地方，有非常很特别的词语。
Relate to Gentile.
也跟外邦人相关的词语。
Here in verse 24.
在第
25, I'm sorry.
二十五节。
Paul mentioned there is a Gentile number will be fulfilled.
就是等到外邦人的数目填满了。
Right? There is a Gentile number.
这是外邦人的数目。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Means there is a fixed number.
意思是我们有一个特定的固定的数目。
And when the number reach, then that's it.
当我们达到这样的固定的数目，我们
right
这个就完成了。
That's the phrase you see here. And then I want to show you another one.
第一个词语。
Another one is Luke chapter 21.
第二个是在路加福音第二十一章。
Luke chapter 21, verse 24.
第二十四节。
Luke chapter 21, verse 24.
路加福音第二十一章二十四节。
They will fall by the sword and will be taken as prisoners to all nations. Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the time of Gentiles are fulfilled.
他们要倒在刀下，又被掳到各国去。耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏，直到外邦人的日期满了。
So you will see another phrase.
我们看到另一个词语。
What is the phrase?
那是什么词语呢？
The time of Gentile.
日期满了。
Okay, so I will show you. One is the number of Gentile. The second one is the time of Gentile.
第一个是人数满了，第二个是日期满了。
Okay, so in other words, when God is moving on this grand scale through time,
换句话说，在神在整个的他的计划的当中，整个的计划中
，That's only in God's grand plan. We don't know.
整个
I should say we know partially.
我们只知道神。宏大的计划中的一部分
right because we are so small we only know certain portion relate to us
因为我们非常的渺小，所以我们只能看到跟我们有关的一小部分。
God show us a little bit.
神就给我们看一小部分。
But in the Bible, God also tells us, relate to us, Gentile.
在圣经当中也告诉我们这跟我们外邦人有关的事情。
He said, concerning this grand plan of God towards Gentile, there are two things you should be aware of.
这伟大的神的伟大的计划当中有关外邦人的是有两个事情你要知道的。
One is the number of Gentiles will be fulfilled.
第一个是你的外邦人的人数要满足的事。
So through this term you will know that there, how many Jews will be saved and how many Gentiles will be saved. There are fixed numbers.
有多少犹太人和有多少外邦人会得救，这是一个固定的数目。
Right? So, if you read the, Revelation, you will see there are many, many different numbers in the Bible.
你如果读启示录的话，你会知道在圣经当中有很多很多不同的数字。
Some number God will tell us, some number God will not tell us.
有的数字神会告诉我们。有的数字神不会告诉我。
Yeah, but God did show us there is a fixed number concerning Gentiles.
但是神告诉我们有一个固定的外邦人的数目。
Okay, so this date that the, in Luke chapter 21, in here you will see there is a time of the Gentile.
在路加福音二十一章这里，它有一个日期满了。
How Jesus relate to this?This time to another thing.
这个耶稣把这个跟另外一个什么事情联系在一起呢？
Relate to one city.
它是跟一个城相联系。
What's the city? If you read the text.
这个城是什么城呢？
啊、Jerusalem.
是耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem. I mentioned 70 A.D.was totally torn down by the Roman soldiers.
大家知道耶路撒人在、主后70年的时候完全的被、毁灭了。
Originally, this city belongs to the nation of Israel.
起初这是、属于以色列国的。
It was the capital of that nation.
是以色列国的首都。
Give you a text.
给你一个测试。
Who was the firstTo establish Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
谁是第一个王把耶路撒冷作为首都的？
King David.
是大卫王。
He established this fact. Jerusalem is the capital of nation of Israel.
是大卫王把、耶路撒冷作为以色列的首都。
If you want to know theBible record, you will go to, Second Samuel chapter 5, 6, 7, those three chapters.
你如果要知道这个具体的话，你就要看撒母耳记下五六七章。
Okay, from David until Jesus, how many years pass?
从大卫到耶稣有多少年？
1,000 years.
有一千年。
Right, from David.To Jesus, about 1,000 years.
从大卫到耶稣有一千年。
So this Jerusalem is the capital of Israel was the fact for 1,000 years, right?
所以耶路撒冷作为首都这个事实有一千年的时间。
And if you go to the Psalm 132,
你如果到诗篇132篇、
you go home and read it.
你回家去可以去读。
That's David's Psalm.
这就是大卫的诗。
David said, I will not go to bed. I will not let my eyes, close until I find the resting place for Jehovah.
我不会、能够安心睡觉直到我找到、耶和华的 住处。
And later on, God said, I will choose Zion as my resting place forever.
后来、是神
Yes,
神说我要选、西安作为我的居所，
永远的
永远的安息。
Right, So you will see Jerusalem in God's plan.
在神的计划当中，耶路撒冷
is very, very important to God.
是非常对神是非常重要的地方。
The first person discovered that secret was King David.
第一个人发现这个秘密的是大卫王。
That's why God said, "You are the man after my heart."
这是所以神说你是合我心意的人。
Okay, so.But this place was so important to God. However, for the Israelites, they are not faithful.
这个神对神来说是这么的重要，但是以色列人不以为然。
There were two temples were built throughout those 1,000 years.
在这1000年的时间，有两个圣殿。
Right? You know there were two temples.
有两个圣殿。
First built by whom?
第一个是 Solomon.
Solomon, King Solomon.
King, 是所罗门王。
And was destroyed.
是后来被摧毁了。
About 586 AD, BC.
是主前586年。
Around that time. 被 And then 70, and then all these Israel were captured.Captured, become a slave to the king of Babylon.
后来就是以色列人被巴比伦王掳到外面。
Right, for 70 years.
有70年的时间。
And then give you another test.
我给你另外一个考试。
Who was the second person build the second temple?
谁是建造第二个圣殿的？
Zerubbabel, right?
所罗巴伯。
Zerubbabel came back from Babylon, returned to Jerusalem.
所罗巴伯王是从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
Right, and there were 50,000 Israel came back with him.
有五万的以色列民回到耶路撒冷。
They built the second temple.
他们重建了圣殿。
When Jesus was on earth, first time.
当耶稣第一次在地上的时候。
That beautiful temple, who built it?
是那个圣殿是谁造的呢?
Still Zerubbabel's temple.
还是所罗巴伯所造的那个圣殿。
But was refurbished by King Herod.
但是是有重新装饰了被希律王。
Right. And Jesus said,You think this is beautiful, but I tell you, one day there will be no stone upon the other stone.
你看这个圣殿现在很美，但是到一日，这石头不会在另一块石头上。
So, why temple was destroyed twice?
为什么圣殿被摧毁两次？
God tried to tell us something.
神可能要告诉我们一些事情。
Remember what Jesus said when Jesus entered into the temple.
记得是耶稣进入圣殿的时候说的什么
？You have made my father's house into a den of robbers.
你把我父的家变成了贼窝。
Remember that?
你还记得吗
？So you will see the build. Outwardly, this was a glorious, magnificent building.
在外面来看，这是一个非常美丽堂皇的圣殿。
People will come every year three times to offer a sacrifice to God.
人们每年三次来到这里来献祭。
There is a wonderful priesthood serving God faithfully.
那么美好的就是祭司在那边来服侍。
Right. Hourly or religiously, you will see this religion going on year after year for 1,000 years.
从宗教的意义来说，这是非常正式的和一直正常的进行。
But man's perspective is different from God's perspective.
但是人的感觉跟神的感觉是不一样的。
People only watch the outward performance.
人只看外表的事情。
But God only look at inside.
神看你的内心。
The spiritual reality.
真正的你属灵的生命。
It doesn't matter how wonderful, how much money, how much gold decorate this beautiful place.
不管这个圣殿是多么的富丽堂皇。
How many cattle was killed and slaughtered?
有多少的牛羊最后是给宰了？
If there is no spiritual reality, it doesn't matter.
但是没有属灵的真实是没有任何的意义。
God said, take it away.
神就到时候就说挪去。
So this glorious house of God was totally ruined twice in history.
这富丽堂皇的圣殿就是第二次被毁。
That will tell us a very important fact.
这就告诉我们一个很重要的事情。
God is looking for the truth.
神是寻求真理。
Don't fool God by our performance only.
不要去欺骗神，看用那美丽的外表。
The Israel history proved that point.
以色列的历史已经证明了这一点。
All right. So when they totally reject God's Son Jesus,
当他们完全的拒绝神的儿子耶稣的时候，
God turned from the Israel to the Gentiles.
神就从以色列转向外邦。
Now 2,000 years passed.
现在两千年以后，
What do we looking for?
我们所要寻求的是什么呢？
Still the same. I hope you have the same wisdom.
也同样的是同样的事情，应该是有同样的智慧。
Don't look for the our performance only. You have to find the inward spiritual reality.
不要看外表的表现，而是看你内心的属灵的真实。
Okay. So, let's read another scripture.
我们再来读一处圣经。
Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Verse 2 to
8. 第二节到第八节。
Romans chapter 9, verse 2 to 8.
罗马书第二章第九章第二节到第八节。
This is the...What's on Paul's heart?
这是保罗的心意。
Paul was a Jewish apostle.
保罗是犹太人的使徒。
That's his in his blood.
在他的血液里面是他犹太人。
But he was chosen by God as a Gentiles apostle.
他是被神拣选为外邦人的使徒。
And during his ministry time.
在他的侍奉的当中
you will see his countrymen always nagging after him
你看到他的本族都是在给他抱怨
every time he go out preach
每次他去传讲
he will keep the same principle first preach to whom? his countrymen
他的原则总是先去跟他的自己的同胞先宣讲。
Yeah, it doesn't matter where does he go.
不管他到哪里，他都这样做。
He enter into a new town. He will go to the synagogue first.
他进入一个地方的话，他先去犹太的会堂。
Preach the gospel to them.
跟他们宣讲福音。
And few of them will believe.
很少一部分人会相信。
But most of his countrymen will kick him out.
很大部分人都要把他赶走。
Right. And then he will then turn to the Gentiles.
然后他就来到外邦人中。
This is the way he preached all the time.
他总是这样来经历他的传道。
So, in his ministry, he was torn inside in his heart.
所以在他的传道的当中他内心有这样一个被纠结
How come this great salvation of God my own countrymen rejected
为什么这样伟大的救恩我们自己的同族那样来反对他
He has a struggle in his heart
在他的心里有非常的挣扎
So this chapter is talking about his inside story
这一章就是讲述了他内心的挣扎
I wantRead this so you will see God's grand design.
我们要读一看，读一下就知道神伟大的计划。
I hope you can see the wisdom of God.
你能知道神的智慧。
Verse 2.
第二节。
I have great sorrow and unceasing grief in my heart.
我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛。
For I could wish that I myself were accursed, separate from Christ, for the sake of my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh.
为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被诅咒，与基督分离，我也愿意。
In other words, he is willing to sacrifice himself so that his countrymen can be saved, if that can be done.
换句话说，他愿意牺牲他自己来拯救他的同胞们。
But of course, he cannot.
当然，这不是事实。
And then come to the next verse.
然后我们看到下一节，第四节。
Who are Israelites to whom belongs to the adoption as a sons and the glory, the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the temple service, and the promises?
他们是以色列人，那儿子的名分、荣耀、祝约、律法、礼仪、应许，都是他们的。
How many items mentioned?
有多少件所提到的？总共
six items.
总共有六个。
Right. And then plus the last one, verse 5.
然后是第五节。
Whose are the fathers, and from whom is the Christ according to the flesh, who is over all, God bless forever. Amen.
列祖就是他们的祖宗，按肉体说，基督也是从他们出来的。
So、
他是万有之上，永远可称颂的神。阿门。
The last item, number 7, is that Christ Jesus was from the Israels too.
最后一个就是耶稣基督也是从以色列那边出来的。
Paul tried to tell us,
保罗这里要试图告诉我们，
So far God's love towards Israel was given everything from God.
到目前为止，神爱以色列人，把所有的都给以色列人。
He mentioned 7 items.
他提到有七样东西。
Verse 6.
第六节。
But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for they are not all Israel who are descended from Israel.
这不是说神的话落了空，因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人。
Do you see this phrase is very strange?
你能看这一句话是非常奇怪的一句话。
They are not all Israel who are descended from Israel.
从以色列生的不都是以色列人。
Use a paraphrase.
我复述一下，用自己的话。
Descendants of Huangdi is not a Chinese, all Chinese.
皇帝的子孙也不都是中国人。
Right.It's a very strange statement.
这是非常奇怪的一个表述。
Right? Verse 7. Neither are they all children because they are Abraham's descendants. But through Isaac, your descendants will be named.
也不因为是亚伯罗翰的后裔就都做他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的才要成为你的后裔。
My translation is...NSB, New American NASB.
我的英文版本是 NASB
version. But if you go to King James,
你如果到 King James, 那个版本的话，
these translation, descendants should be translated as.Seed, S-E-E-D, singular.
在那一个版本当中，那个后裔是英文词是 seed,
种子，
是种子。
Yeah. Verse 8.
第八节。
That is, it is not the children of the flesh who are children of God, but the children of the promise are regarded as seed.
这就是说肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。
So in other words,
换句话说，
Paul tried to review a secret principle.
保罗要给我们一个秘密，就原则上的秘密，奥秘。
Who is the true descendants of Israel?
谁是真正的以色列的后裔呢？
Not by the flesh.
不是靠肉体。
But by the promise.
但是靠应许。
Right. So the principle here mentioned a very special principle. The true descendants of Israel is not by the flesh, rather by the promise.
这里的应用的原则是真正的以色列的后裔不是靠肉体，而是真是从应许得来的。
So you will see.
所以你能看到。
You will see that the temple outwardly people emphasize, oh, this is the house of God.
你能看到外表上人们都是看到那美丽的外表。
Oh, God is here with us.
神在这里与我们同在。
But God said, no. If the spiritual reality is not there, this is only the robber of dens.
如果是属灵的实体不在那儿的话，这些就是一些废物。
All right. Now, in the same token,
同样的
in terms of a human being,
回到我们人类来说，
don't think you are descendants of Abraham by blood, you are naturally Israel's. No.
你如果是靠你的血缘关系是亚伯拉罕的后裔，你不是真的后裔。
Who is the true descendant of Abraham?
谁是真正的亚伯拉罕的后裔？
Isaac represents
以撒
a principle. The spiritual principle is by promise, not by the flesh.
以撒也代表一个原则，那就是原则就是应许。
Isaac has two sons. I'm sorry. Abraham has two sons.
亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
First, he has a son by the name of Ishmael.
第一个儿子是以色玛利。
Right? He got it by what age?
他是什么年纪得到以色玛利的呢？
86.
是86岁的时候。
Right? He and his maid.
是他。
Hagar. And had this precious son by Abraham.
是亚伯拉罕和他的使女夏甲所生的儿子。
Right. He thought this is the blessing from God.
他认为这是神的应许，神的祝福。神闭口没有说任何事。
Every birthday they sing happy birthday to Ishmael.
每个生日的时候都是为以色玛利祝福。
For 30 years.
有30年的时间。
Until, no, 13.
哦，13年的时间。
Right. Until he reached 99.
直到他99岁的时候。
And then God appeared to him.
神再临到他。
He said, I will bless you.
我会祝福你。
Next year this time, you will have a son.
明年的这个时候你会有一子。
You know, do you remember what did Abraham told God?
你知道亚伯拉罕告诉神什么吗？
Don't bother. May Ishmael live before you. You already give me a son.
不要再忙碌了，我已经有个儿子，愿以斯玛利受到祝福。
Right? So you bless him, that's good enough.
你祝福以斯玛利就很好了。
God said no.
神说不。
If you were Abraham when you heard, that's not the one.
如果你是亚伯拉罕的话，你就会想，这不是我所祝福的吗？
How will you respond?
你会怎么回应？
If I were him, I would faint.
我如果是他，我会昏过去。
Right?
是不是？
We waited for so long. Now finally you gave this precious son. We are so grateful, and now you tell me it's not.
我们等了这么长时间，最后得了一个儿子，然后你现在告诉我这不是真的应许。
So a year later, he and his wife Sarah got a son.
所以 确实一年以后他们又生了一个儿子。
That was called the son of promise.
这就是应许之子。
That is a spiritual principle.
这是属灵的原则。
How this son compared to the other son?
你把以撒跟另外一个儿子相比呢？
What's the difference between these two sons? They are all human beings.
他们有什么区别呢？他们都是人吗？
But spiritually, from God's perspective,
从属灵的角度，从神的角度来看，
Ishmael represents human effort.
以斯玛利代表着是人的努力。
Isaac represents the promise of God beyond human capability.
以撒代表的是神的应许，在人能力之上的应许。
Because so far as this old couple are concerned,
这对老夫妻来说，对。
He is 99.
他是99岁。
His wife,
他的
90.
妻子是90岁。
To have a son, forget it.
要他们生一个儿子，不可思议。
Humanly impossible.
从人的角度是完全不太可能。
Right? So, but Abraham said, I believe. Because you said so, I believe.
但是亚伯拉罕说，神你说的，我相信。
So God count him as righteousness second time.
所以神算他为义第二次。
So brothers and sisters, these are important spiritual lessons.
这些都是属灵的很好的学习的东西。
We have to learn the true work of God must do it according to God's way.
我们要真正知道神的做工，一定要知道神做工的方式。
Not by human ingenuity.
不是靠我们自己的聪明。
Ishmael is the crystal of human ingenuity.
以斯玛利代表的是人聪明的结果。
When Sarah said, I'm too old to have a kid, so I have a young maid.
当撒拉说，
she will help us to fulfill God's promise.
我已经太老，不能生孩子了，就让我的使女代表。
That's human ingenuity. That's not God's power.
这是人自己聪明的表现，不是神的。
God will not acknowledge that.
神不会认同这
样。So, all our life,
所有我们的生命，
we are learning this lesson.
我们在学习这样的功课。
In our early spiritual life, we do a lot of things according to our way.
在我们早年的属灵的生命的当中，我们做事都是靠我们自己。
Our talent.Our experience,
我们的才干，我们的经验。
We think we can do things to glorify God.
我们想到我们可以用我们的事情来荣耀神。
But throughout years, you will find.
但是经过很多年。
Everything through your own effort.
所有与你自己的所做的功。
You will all evaporate.
都会像蒸汽一样蒸发。
Look back.Our ECC history.
看我们东区教会的历史。
Yeah. How many years passed?
有多少年我们教会？
1982 until now.
是从1982年开始建立的。
Yeah, almost 37 years, right?
有37年的时间。
Many people go through this church.
有很多人进进出出我们的教会。
Many people were baptized, saved here.
我们有很多人在这儿受洗。
But how many are still here today?
还有多少人还在这个教会呢？
You will see many, many are gone.
你能看到很多很多已经走了。
So you will see all the effort we put in, if it is done by us only, then it will be disappeared.
你能看到，如果我们所做的工都是靠我们自己的话，
But、
这工就会。
Only things do by the Holy Spirit, by the promise, that will last forever.
只有靠圣灵所靠神的应许，那样的工才是会永久存在。
So Paul learned this lesson.
保罗学到了这样的功课。
Paul said, "Yes, from outwardly, God has a chosen people. All these."Israelites by blood.
从外表来说，从血缘来说，神已经拣选以色列人作为他的后裔。
Seems they are the covenant people with God.
因为他们是立约的民。
But in reality,
在实际上
only a few.
只有 很少数。
That's the difference between the principle of Ishmael and the principle of Isaac.
这就是表明了这个以色玛利的原理和以撒的原理。
Are you with me?
你能
Are you lost?
能理解我说的吗
？All right, then. God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。
So the mystery of Gentile and Israel here is the second point. The first point is the number. Okay, there is a fixed number, and there is fixed time. That's the first point.
第一点我们讲的就是有一个固定的人数和固定的日期。
When those number are reached, things will go. We will move on.
当这两个数字被达到了以后，这个就会到下一个
to the next stage.
下一个阶段。
But here, the second point I want to show you the difference between principle of Isaac and principle of Ishmael.
第二个原则我要跟你说的就是以撒的原则和以撒玛利的原则。
Right. So what that try to tell us as a Gentile?
作为外邦人，他要告诉我们什么事情呢？
I want you to read this, and then we can conclude.
我要你读一下这个，然后我们就结束今天的讲道。
Right, this will be in Roman chapter 11.
是在罗马书第十一章
，from verse 18,
第十八节
through 22.
十八节到二十二节。
Roman 11, chapter 18, chapter 11, verse 18.
罗马书第十一章十八节。
Do not be arrogant toward the branches, but if you are arrogant, remember, that is not you who support the root, but the root support you.
你就不可向旧枝子夸口，若是夸口，当知道不是你拖着根，乃是根拖着你。
This is talk about Gentile and the Israels.
这是讲的是外邦人和以色列人。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
You will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in.
你若说那枝子被遮下来，是特为我接上。
The branch plucked, broken off, that was the Israel's, and the branch connect to the tree was the Gentile. That's what.
折下来的枝子是以色列人啊，接上去的是外邦人。
Okay, verse 20.
第二十节。
Quite right, they are broken off for their unbelief, but you stand by your faith. Do not be conceited.But fear.
不错，他们因为不信，所以被遮下来。你因为信，所以立得住。你不可自高，反要惧怕。
Watch the last phrase. You stand by your faith. Do not be conceited, but fear.
看一下最后我们要强调的是最后，你不可自高，反要惧怕。
Okay, verse 21.
第二十一节。
For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you.
神既不爱惜原来的枝子，也必不爱惜你。
What does it mean?
这的意思是什么？
God did not spare the Jewish people.
神没有吝惜犹太人。
They didn't follow the law all the way.
他们没有遵行律法。
So God broke them off.
他们神就把他们砍下来。
And Gentile, now you are connected.
所以现在有外邦人，你再接上了枝子。
But in the same token, if we are not faithful,
同样的，如果我们也不信实
，we don't follow the law all the way faithfully.
我们不按照律法来完全的遵守的话
，Guess what will happen to the Gentiles?
你猜想一下，外邦人有什么样的结果？
We will suffer the same result as the Israelites.
我们要得到像以色列人同样的遭遇。
That's why Peter, Apostle Paul remind us, be fearful.
所以保罗使徒保罗要我们要惧怕。
Don't take the salvation of God, take it for granted.
不要小看你所信的。
No, 不要
不要轻看。
不是，不要 ，don't take it for granted， 不要认为这是当然如此。
啊，不要以这个救恩看来太平常了。
Right, it is very very precious from God, given to us by grace. But if we take it for granted, you will suffer the same result as the Israel.
神给我们的救恩是非常的珍贵的，你不要。
Verse 21 and 22.
第十一、二十一节、二十二节。
Right. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will He spare you.
神既不爱惜原来的枝子，也必不爱惜你。
Verse
22. 第二十二节。
Behold, then the kindness and severity of God to those who fell, severity, but to you, God's kindness.If you continue in his kindness, otherwise you also will be cut off.
可见神的恩慈和严厉向那跌倒的人是严厉的，向你是有恩慈的。只要你长久在他的恩慈里，不然你也要被砍下来。
Right. So you will see God is fair.
所以你看神是公平的。
Yes, God is love.
是神是爱。
But Paul tried to tell us,Love is true character of God. But on the other side, God is also righteous.
所以你看到神是爱，是的，但是他在另一方面，神又是公义的。
In God's nature, there are two characters opposite to each other.
在神的性情当中有两个不同的性情，那就是。
But both are true.
但是两个都是真实的。
You cannot abuse God's love.
你不能滥用神的爱。
Yes, God gave us all these salvation for free.
神给我们这救恩是整个是自
He paid it all.
他已经完全付上他的代价。
But He wants us to love Him in the same way.
他要我们以爱来回应，
right.
同样的爱。
Right, and The Israel history prove they did not.
以色列的历史证明了他们并没有以爱回应。
So they went through this curse twice.
他们经历了这样的诅咒两次。
Right? The temple was destroyed twice.
圣殿被毁了两次。
So that tells us God never changed.
这告诉我们神是永不改变的神。
Although they are the chosen peoples and God still deal with them very fairly,And squarely.
尽管他们是拣选的民族，但是神也是很严厉地对待他们。
And God today turned to the Gentile, and we should be very, very what? Careful.
啊，神现在转到外邦人，所以我们也应该非常非常的害怕。
Let me repeat. Don't take God's love for granted.
请不要把神的爱那么当作欣赏。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Right. Be wise.
所以要聪明。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we are so grateful.
我们非常感恩。
Originally, we have nothing to do with you.
起初我们与你毫无关系。
We were Gentiles.
我们是外邦人。
We are sort of cast out.
我们是丢在一边的。
All your grace was given to the chosen people of Israel.
你的所有的恩典都给了以色列人，是拣选的族类。
But somehow, the history changed.
不管怎么样，真历史改变了。
This grace has been poured down to the Gentiles.
这样的恩典就临到我们外邦人。
We become the chosen people.
我们变成被拣选的人。
We become the holy priesthood.
我们变成祭司。
You call us to serve you, to love you.
你让我们来服侍你，来爱你。
But many of us take this for granted.
但是很多人都把这个事情当作寻常。
We don't love you wholeheartedly.
我们没有完全性的爱你。
Somehow we repeat the history of the Israel.
我们正在重复以色列的事情。
Lord, have mercy on us.
请你给我们怜悯。
Today you use your holy word to remind us.
你用你的圣言来提醒我们。
Lord, open our ears.
打开我们的眼睛。
Let us hear what the Holy Spirit wants to tell us today.
要圣灵要告诉我们今天所要告诉的事情。
If we should repent, give us a repent heart.
让我们忏悔，那么我们要给我们一个忏悔的心。
So that we will really follow you, love you, all our heart.
这样我们能够跟随你，爱你，用我们的全心来爱你。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告，侍奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.